Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. It's Christiane. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it's the first time meeting you. So
yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you are prepared to do a recording about your procedures, correct?
Describe to me again, what did that involve?
Well, I have my team has gone through your procedures, and we've also checked your location to make sure what people are searching for. And so I have a list of what is Invisalign. Talk to me about teeth whitening. Tell me about dental implants, you know, that kind of stuff. It's stuff that you can tell me off the top of your head. It's not supposed to be scripted. It's just supposed to be you, for example, talking to me about what are Invisalign braces, how they work, and why patients should choose Invisalign. And I will prompt you to, you know, answer these questions so that you aren't trying to, if you cover everything, if I tell you, tell me about Invisalign and you cover all the things I think patients want to know, then we'll go on to the next thing. Does that work for you?
That works for me. Okay. I'm not good at this, but we'll give it a go.
It's okay. Anything, anytime you say something that you just stop, say, scratch that, I'm going to start that one over, or, you know, just say, we're going to edit that and I'm going to, and then keep on going, whatever it works for you. But my team can edit anything that is, you know, if you say, a million times, then, you know,
gotcha.
We're going to want that out of there. But,
yes. Okay.
Yeah, so at any time you can say, stop, scratch that, and just know my team will edit it for you. And also, if I talk to you, I mean, I'm looking at Invisalign, teeth whitening, dental implants, veneers, emergency dentistry, pretty much all your procedures, your main procedures.
Good.
And so if there's anything that you don't want a video created on, then we'll skip that one. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, then we're going to go ahead and get started. Is that okay?
Perfect.
All right. I think I'm already recording. Yes. Okay. So talk to me about Invisalign and tell me what Invisalign braces are.
Invisalign are clear aligners that simulate what orthodontia and the bracket, traditional bracket and wires, does. It does the exact same thing, but without the hassle of the brackets and the wires. And so it's really nice for patients because they don't have any issues with cleaning their teeth. You just take these aligners out when you're brushing and eating, put them back in, super convenient, and they also straighten your teeth.
And why would somebody choose Invisalign over traditional braces?
If someone needs minor adjustments to crowding, let's say, or their bite, or they have rotations on their teeth, this is a good way, quick way to get the alignment that they need and the aesthetic result that they need based off of the Invisalign software. And it doesn't have the hassle, like I said before, about the brackets and wires. So really easy to keep your teeth clean and to eat and enjoy your lifestyle still, just without the cumbersomeness of the brackets.
Understood. Okay. Do you have maybe an email notification or something going off in the background?
I do have an email, yes. I think it's email. I'll shut that down.
Yes, could you please? Because I don't want to mess up your recording.
No, I hear you. I'll shut that down.
Okay.
I don't think I'll have any more notifications coming in. Okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Does that
okay.
sound good, or was it not good enough?
Yes. No, it sounds very good. And I think unless you wanted to say a little bit more about how the procedure works.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that then.
Yeah. So tell me how Invisalign works.
So it's really easy, quick. We don't even do impressions at our office. We scan your teeth, send them off to the Invisalign lab, and then they make all your clear aligners for you. And so there's no real hassle or anything. The whole process takes about 2 minutes.
Wow. Okay. So then let's jump into teeth whitening. And so tell me, what causes discolored teeth?
Usually discoloration of the teeth are from liquids that I see patients drink, whether it's coffee, wine, or any kind of really flavorful or colorful food. I see a lot of staining from that. And also tobacco smoke. I see a lot of staining from that as well.
And tell me exactly what the teeth whitening treatment is that you provide at your office.
We provide a really strong in-house whitening and also take-home trays that, you know, depending on what the patient wants, a quick, really, you know, fix that you could use if you say you have to go to an event or a wedding is the Zoom whitening that we use. But if you want something a little more controlled and a longer process, then we make at-home bleaching trays specifically for a patient's mouth.
And what exactly would a Zoom whitening entail?
The patient would come in to our office. We'd have he or she sit in the chair. We would get everything ready. Patient just has to sit there, sit back, and just enjoy the process pretty much. But we put a little gel around each tooth and a little light shines on these teeth to make sure that it activates the bleaching material.
I'm sorry. Now I have something going on. I thought I turned my email off, but not my instant messages. So I'm sorry about that. Okay. Yeah. Just the teeth whitening. Tell me about what did I say? Zoom?
Was it the Zoom process?
Yes. Tell me about the Zoom process.
So yes, the patient comes in, sits in the dental chair, doesn't have to do anything on their part. We paint a little gel on each one of their teeth. And then from there, we have a light that shines on it and activates the bleaching gel to whiten their teeth.
And so you do Zoom in your office and then you do in-house treatment. Is there anything else that you do?
So the in-house treatment is the same as the Zoom.
Okay.
I meant the take-home. I might have said the take-home bleaching is also something patients can have.
Okay, understood. Got that. All right. So let's talk about dental implants and explain to me how the dental implant procedure works.
The procedure works over a number of months, but the great thing about implants is you get to replace usually one tooth for one tooth. And so the advantages there are unbelievable in that regard because you don't have to damage any other tooth structure to get a replacement for the tooth. And so what we do here is we take a nice scan of your mouth and make sure you have enough healthy bone. And then from there, we basically place a little titanium screw in your jaw, allow you to heal, and then put a crown on it.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it's okay.
Were you hearing me cough again? In all of that?
I heard a cough, but I didn't know.
Oh, gosh. I took a drink and that made me cough. Okay.
It's all good.
So, I'm really sorry. This is not usually how I run these things, but okay. So dental implants. And okay, so tell me how long it takes to place an implant.
The implant placement only takes about 3 to 5 minutes.
And what can a patient expect when they're getting an implant?
Minor pressure when you're placing the implant in the bone. Most patients don't feel any kind of sensitivity or pain throughout the process because they're numb. And so, yes.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell me about dental implants and your patients and maybe what patients tell you after they've had a dental implant?
Patients love the dental implants. Basically for a lot of reasons we've described, actually scratched that. Whoops. Cut that. Let's do that again.
Okay.
Can you lead me in again?
Tell me what patients can expect when they're getting a dental implant.
Patients can expect the most state-of-the-art technology to help replace their missing and broken teeth. And it's the latest and greatest in fixing people's smile. And that's why I'm excited to introduce it to my patients.
Okay. And then talk to me about veneers. What are porcelain veneers?
Porcelain veneers are crowns, or sometimes called facial crowns, that we apply to teeth that need aesthetic results. And so a patient usually comes in and wants a Hollywood smile or some improvements to their smile. And so veneers are a way to get them that smile that they desire, whether it's they don't like the shape of their teeth, the color of their teeth, the size of their teeth. The veneers actually give us a lot of leeway to improve their smile however they want.
And so what kind of issues or concerns that patients have can porcelain veneers fix?
Can fix rotations if a patient's teeth are rotated improperly. If there are any teeth that are misshapen a little bit, we can give them an ideal smile. And basically with those kind of things, missing teeth, sometimes we can also provide.
Okay.
That didn't sound a lot good.
Yeah. You don't sound very enthusiastic in that one.
I know. This is a little tough for me. I could try that again though.
Okay. Tell me some issues that porcelain veneers can fix.
Porcelain veneers can fix, you know, all the rotations if a patient has some rotating teeth or some gaps in their teeth, or they just don't like the color of their teeth or the shape of their teeth, they can definitely fix those with veneers.
And so when a patient comes in for veneers, what can they expect?
They can expect a consultation with the doctor. We go over all those things, shape, size, color, and introduce them to the process of having a veneer case done. An impression's taken, and we send it off to the lab, and the lab can fabricate, basically, and mock up what we would expect them to get as far as their results go. How was that? Was that okay?
That was much better, yes.
Okay.
Okay, and then emergency dentistry. Tell me the types of dental emergencies that you take in your practice.
We take a lot of different dental emergencies. Mainly pain and swelling is what I see from patients, but also any kind of fractures that they get. If the teeth get are fractured at any point, they're chewing on something hard and something breaks, we take dental emergencies in that case to alleviate the problem or any kind of issues.
And when should someone visit a dentist if they have a dental emergency? Like how emergent does it need to be in order for them to come in?
If a patient is experiencing a lot of pain or there was significant tooth loss or wear that they notice, they should definitely to give us a call. Our office is open all the time, so we respond to those kind of emergency cases just in case something happens on the weekend.
And if a patient does come in for an emergency, what can they expect?
They can expect my staff to do a full workup on why this issue happened, ask the appropriate questions, and what they expect as far as treatment-wise. We have a variety of treatment options to fix dental emergencies, and so that's what they can expect.
Perfect. Okay. And then let's talk about sleep apnea. What is sleep apnea?
Sleep apnea is a broad diagnosis, but the gist of it are airway related. So if a patient has restricted airways in the back of their throat, a lot of times you can get a sleep study to help determine if there is a collapsed airway. And so sleep apnea has different ranges and categories, but the main thing is it's a restriction of airway and not allowing, you know, the patient to breathe at night when they're sleeping.
And what are some common causes of sleep apnea?
Some of them are genetic and developmental, with a patient's jaw not developing properly, and some can be physiological. Weight gain is one of the more common ones that we see. Just those kind of soft tissue things can really restrict airways.
And what procedure or device do you use or recommend for sleep apnea?
We have a couple of appliances that we use in the office that helps draw your jaw, your lower jaw forward, and hopefully open up the airway a little bit and keep your tongue from falling back on the back of your throat.
So do you ever diagnose them with needing like a CPAP machine or something?
No, that's what the sleep study is for.
Gotcha.
And we can add, the great thing is we can add adjunct therapies to help incorporate into their sleep apnea, but no CPAP diagnosing.
Gotcha. Okay. And then IV sedation dentistry, what does it mean to be sedated by IV?
Yeah. Often called a twilight sedation. The patient is conscious. So it's not like being in a hospital and under general anesthesia where you have a hospital breathing for you. The IV sedation is, you know, easy enough to understand. You have a tube that goes into one of your veins. And again, you're conscious, so we can talk you through the procedure, but you still don't remember the procedure. So you're completely awake, you're breathing on your own. And the great thing about it is you can go to sleep, have your work done, wake up, and it's done.
How long does the sedation last?
Sedation lasts as long as the procedure takes, and then the aftermath, some patients feel a little groggy, and we usually have an escort with them to make sure that they can get home safely. The anesthesia usually wears off within a couple of hours, but some people coming out of anesthesia feel pretty groggy.
And is sedation dentistry safe?
Yes.
You're going to have to repeat. No, they're not going to hear me at all. It's only going to be your voice. So if I say the question, then you're going to have to say, yes, IV sedation is safe or whatever. So okay. Is sedation dentistry safe?
Yes, sedation dentistry is safe.
Perfect. Okay, so root canals. How does a root canal work?
The procedure of a root canal is designed to remove any dead or necrotic tissue with inside of a tooth. And so we go in there with little tiny files and we remove the dead tissue and fill a tooth back in with a material that works well with the body. And that's the procedure for a root canal.
And when is a root canal needed?
Usually a root canal is needed when you have an abscess or a dental infection around a tooth that's tooth related. Or sometimes if you get a fracture, a major fracture, that is so extensive that it goes to the inside of the tooth. Once you observe the inside of the tooth and it's been exposed to the oral cavity, a root canal is recommended.
And if a patient doesn't get a root canal, how can that affect their health?
Well, you can get major infections, unfortunately, and those can cause loss of function and a tremendous amount of pain. So it's important if you do have anything like that to call our office and we can get you in.
Perfect. Okay, so is there any topic that you'd want to discuss with me today that I didn't cover?
Let me think. I mean, those are probably the main ones. Is there anything on your end that you think we should add?
No, this is a very good start. This will give them plenty of content to work with and create some videos for you. But
okay.
If you do happen to start new procedures or you get, you know, a laser you want to talk about or anything like that in the future, definitely let me know and I'll be happy to come back in here and we'll do this again.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully I was enthusiastic enough. I wasn't sure what tone to go with.
Yes, it was very informative, and that's what we're going for. So,
that's what we're going for. Okay.
Yes, okay.
I don't want to sound too enthusiastic, I guess.
Yeah, no. Especially like with sedation or root canal, like those really aren't just happy topics, you know. So
yeah, exactly.
Just being informative was very good. I liked it.
Brief, and hopefully not too much.
Yes, that was perfect.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Of course. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.